Contemplating today's gospel. Liturgical day, Wednesday of the 10th week in ordinary time. The gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Commentary by Father Miquel Massetz from Girona, Spain. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Today we listen to the Lord saying, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill." In today's gospel, Jesus teaches us that the Old Testament is part of the divine revelation. First, God made himself known to men through the prophets. The chosen people gathered on Saturdays in the synagogue to listen to God's word. And just as a good Jew knew the scriptures and put them into practice, we Christians should frequently meditate, if possible every day, upon the scriptures. In Jesus we have the plenitude of revelation. He is the verb, God's word, that has become flesh and dwelt among us to let us know he is God and how he loves us. God wants of men a response of love, expressed upon the fulfillment of his teachings. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. We can find a good explanation of today's gospel in St. John's first letter. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. To keep God's commandments means that we truly love him through our deeds. Love is not only a feeling. Love also wants deeds, deeds of love, to live the double precept of charity. Jesus teaches us the malice of scandal. Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Because, as St. John says, whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. At the same time, he shows us how important good example is. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Good example is the first element of the Christian apostolate.